Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. As California's stay-at-home restrictions begin to lift, mall giant Simon Properties has reopened 9 of its Southern California retail centers, including 2 in the Inland Empire. Those malls were closed in March when one of the nation's largest owners and operators of shopping centers shut down 10 Southern California locations as part of a statewide attempt to stem the spread of COVID-19. 9 centers have now reopened, with the exception of the 3-level Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance. Inland Empire reopenings include Ontario Mills and Desert Hills Premium Outlets in Cabazon. Riverside County residents who rely on government assistance for grocery purchases can expect another boost in benefits next month because of the coronavirus emergency, officials say. According to the County Department of Public Social Services, CalFresh recipients are in line for a third supplemental installment for June, coming after increased allotments in March and April. CalFresh is a state-administered program that's federally supported through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which replaced food stamps in the prior decade. Recipients are supplied with electronic benefits debit cards for use in stores. There are income limits for applicants, but anyone is welcome to apply to determine whether they or their family qualifies. The Redlands Police Department is holding a safety enforcement event today. They'll be watching for driver, pedestrian, and bicyclist violations. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
When heading out for essential errands or daily exercise today, be mindful to obey the traffic rules. The Redlands Police Department will be patrolling to enforce driving, bicycle, and pedestrian safety during a day-long event. The police will be looking for violations like drivers failing to yield to pedestrians, pedestrians who cross streets illegally, and bikers not following stop signs and signals. The department says last year there were 2 deadly incidents and 50 injury collisions involving bicyclists and pedestrians. Making eye contact with drivers and wearing bright clothing during the day and using flashlights at night are some of the safety tips they offer. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Scientists say the hot weather could help stop the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is the chief of pediatric infectious diseases at the UC Davis Children's Hospital. He says there are several factors to consider. One is that people go outside when it heats up.
If people are outdoors more in the summer, which they may not be during this extreme heat, that's a great way to interrupt transmission of virus because most of the transmission occurs indoors, and that's why there's more transmission during the winter.
The other factors are that the virus doesn't survive as well in heat and high humidity. But Bloomberg warns that since this is a novel virus and the vast majority of the population is still susceptible to it, we could have continuing transmission in the summer, as we did in 2009 with the strain of the swine flu. Hair salons and barbershops are allowed to reopen in most areas of California. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement on Tuesday. Salons are expected to stagger appointments to allow for social distancing. They're also required to sanitize chairs, headrests, and capes after each client. But as more businesses begin to reopen, Newsom says it's likely that the number of coronavirus cases will go up.
As you have more mixing, you have more opening of the economy, that's inevitable. But that's not in and of itself an alarm bell.
Counties where salons and other businesses are allowed to reopen must have extra hospital beds in case of a flare-up. Newsom also says masks and other protective equipment are more widely available now than they were a month ago, which should slow the spread of the virus in public places. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.